It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And talking with Val Gordon today, Umpqua Community Action Network Food Bank Manager. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you guys are involved for a few more weeks in Pouring Generosity. How's it going so far?
So far, it's going really well. We have a lot of people that are participating, and the stores are very excited about having the community come in.
Now, if somebody hasn't heard it before, explain what Pouring Generosity is all about.
Well, it's a two-month period of time. We're in our eighth year, and people can go and participate in what these restaurants are discounting. So, for example, if you go into one of the wineries that's on the list, they perhaps will give a dollar back for every bottle of wine that they sell. Each participant does something different, and we have 21 different restaurants participating right now.
Wow. And this has been going on for a few years, right?
Yep. We're in our eighth year. It's an exciting time, and I'm just hoping that everybody understands we still have a couple of weeks to get back out there.
And so if somebody goes out, each place, it varies a little bit about what the offer is, right?
That is correct. The restaurants get to choose what they want to have as a donated item.
And you really have got folks involved all over the county, it looks like.
Yep, all over the county. I believe we have like 12 different wineries and 6 different brewers and 4 different coffee brewers.
Wow, a lot of folks there. And talk about what the UCAN Food Bank, what you guys are all about.
We are a regional food bank. Basically, how it looks is that you have the USDA that provides food to the states, and we have the Oregon Food Bank. We are one of the food banks underneath Oregon, so there's 21 in Oregon, and we cover Douglas County.
And what's the average day like there?
I don't think there's an average day. There's something going on all the time. On a regular basis, we have pantries coming in and picking up their food orders. And we go out and we also have a lot of food drives. And right now with the cuts that we are seeing, food drives and fundraisers like this are how we're going to be able to sustain ourselves.
Wow. And so that's got to be a bit of a challenge.
It is a challenge, and it's my job to make sure that we have funds coming in and that we have food from food drives coming in. So we're trying to make sure we have everything scheduled and doing the best that we can from them.
And now, sometimes you're probably mistaken for one of the food pantries themselves.
Yep, that is the mistake. A lot of people come from out of state, and they go to get food boxes at food locations like ours. But we actually support and give our food to about 15 different pantries and some kitchens in Douglas County. So we don't give out food boxes. The pantries do.
All right. And if people want to find out more about this, get all the specifics, where do they go?
They can go to www.ucancap, that's UCANCAP.org. They can look under events and select Pouring Generosity. And if they scroll down, they'll see all of the different participants and what they're offering.
All right. Anything else people ought to know?
Just get out there. You've got till the end of this month to enjoy this program.
All right. Val Gordon from the United Community Action Network Food Bank Program. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:35 at the morning report.